Once popular with tourists, this market is quiet after the presidential elections. Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has been declared the winner, but pre-election pro-Sisi music still blares on the streets. Across town, there are no lines outside Egypt's iconic tourist sites. Locals say that the industry, like others in Egypt, has flatlined. Ahmed Alla makes traditional boxes and games out of wood and mother of pearl. He says business has been bad since the 2011 revolution.
So actually, before the revolution, we was working very much, and it was a lot. It was many tourists in Egypt. But after the revolution, we feel very, very bad because the economy in Egypt, it's not only the tourists. Everything is damaged and everything's fall down.
Mr. Sisi's ideas to improve the economy were already in play before the votes were counted. The government plans to cut subsidies and reduce the national deficit. Mohammed Gad is a senior economic reporter at El Sharouk, a prominent Egyptian newspaper. He says this plan could backfire and a massive fuel subsidy cut could cause more unrest.
To some degree, this is an unprecedented move by the Egyptian state to deal with the subsidy, but without having a clear vision and alternative policies that would ease the economic pressure on both people in dire poverty and the middle class, it could bring down the social system.
Despite widespread poverty, Mr. Sisi has called for sacrifices from the Egyptian people, suggesting they eat less food, walk more, and use less electricity to help their economy recover. Under his leadership, Mr. Sisi says, Egypt's economy will improve significantly within 2 years. But Abdulrahman Hani, a human rights worker, says the public will not wait 2 years for change.
People will take to the streets for two reasons. First, regarding Sisi, because he would not fulfill everything he promised regarding economic recovery, or take the first steps toward economic recovery. I don't think this will happen under his rule.
After the last two presidents were ousted by popular demand, Mr. Sisi will be Egypt's third president in 3.5 years. He has been running the country since last July, when former President Mohamed Morsi was imprisoned. During Mr. Sisi's time in power, thousands of people have been killed or arrested and accused of being associated with Mr. Morsi's now banned party, the Muslim Brotherhood. Despite the chaos and the fact that he makes less than $150 a month, Ahmed says, for now, he can live with some sacrifices.
We need to work more, and we need to give Egypt more, because we can change the life different than now, you know.
In the meantime, he hopes that with a real president in charge again, at least some tourists will return to his market. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Cairo.